Tiger 2.
Hey, is Clayton in today?
Oh, he's on the other line. Can I take a message?
Yeah, of course. My name's Pete. I'm from Cardiff. We do a lot of the unsecured and, you know, secondary equipment funding for Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other banks as well. But does anybody else besides Clayton handle that?
Well, I typically handle that. I'm his wife, Suzanne.
Oh, perfect. I got the right person then. Yeah, yeah. So you did some work with Wells Fargo towards the end of 2014, and you had some good lending history with them. So we got you pre-approved for $250K for some capital and equipment. Just stopping by to see if you had anything on the you know, on the chopping block right now.
Not off the top of our heads. I cannot think of anything that we'll be needing. I know I get these in the mail quite a bit, but... pretty much the only equipment, large equipment we buy is a vehicle every now and then. But right now, I don't have anything lined up that we need.
Yeah, what kind of vehicles do you normally get?
Sometimes we get fleet. They're usually Ford pickups.
Okay, good. Well, you know, we're a little different because you know, we do new and used equipment. I know a lot of, yeah, that's why, you know, Wells Fargo doesn't really touch anything used.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the cash is unsecured, so it can be used for, like, a remodel or, you know, marketing, stuff like that. Yeah, I mean,
do you
seriously.
Have an email, or can you email something? Or
yeah, of course, of course. Where can I shoot some info over to?
That would be great. Tiger,
mm-hmm.
and then the number 2,
mm-hmm.
electrical.
Perfect.
At austin.rr.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And your name was Suzanne?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot over some info, and, you know, if anything comes up or, you know, something comes across your head, yeah, give me a call or shoot me an email.
What kind of interest rate is it?
Yeah, so it depends with, if it's for equipment, pretty standard stuff. It's, you know, mid-single digits. You know, it has to do with the piece of equipment, like what it is, like a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Again, pretty standard, typical. 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payment. You know, everyone's used to that one. The working capital has only been around for like 8 years. It's actually based off sales instead of credit. So, in you know, do about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue for you as the unsecured cash. So, depending on, you know, your financials, like you'd have to take a look at the, you know, some bank statements to get you a real number. But that one, because it is unsecured, it's a little bit more expensive. But again, it's nothing crazy. Like, you know, it's not going to be like 30% or something, you know. It's for if you're going to get like a, you have a proven return on investment pretty much that you just, you know, you're going to buy materials and get a discount, or, you know, you want to do a marketing campaign, so it's going to help you out, something like that.
Is working capital considered like the remodel as well, or is that something different?
Yeah, no, that's working capital. So that can be used, you know, I've had doctor's office, you know, they wanted to remodel everything, you know, it's that time of year.
We do a lot of those, for them,
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, I mean, we can cover all that. It's deposited right into the business checking account in about 2 days, and you just pretty much do what you want with it and just make the payments.
Okay, that's not a bad deal. Why don't you shoot me an email and some info? And see if we, I'll talk to my husband.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you much, Suzanne. I'll shoot over a couple minutes.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.